004, Wednesday night. Okay, Simon Nun Hey. So in Sivav we learned if not everybody in Dominion can answer. And we're talking about Kedusha and Baruch Hu. Shimon Efrei is a different story. Chazorus Hashatz is a different story. Chazorus Hashatz, it's very possible that you must have 9 people answering, right? Or else, what's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch by Chazorus Hashatz? Is Korav Leos Brachu LeBatol. So the question is, if the Mechaber and Sivov, if this din would apply by Chazorus Hashatz too, to have one of the minion that can't answer.
If one of the minion believes, it's okay.
That's a different din. That's a very, it's a good point, but that's a different din. Because that's taka, the special din, that if one of them leaves, so then you could finish. Right? But let's say, I don't know if it's the same if someone doesn't answer. If they're there and they don't answer, it shouldn't be worse. So why does it say in Shulchan Aruch that if one of them doesn't answer, Korav Leos Bracha LeBatala? That's the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch by Chazorus Hashatz. I could see as far as it could talk about better if someone left, so everybody's answering. So there's a din, it's like he's still there. There's a special din that you finish up. But when you're not availing yourself of that din, because they're there, and he just doesn't answer. In other words, in Kufchav Dalet, it talks about Chazorus Hashatz, and it says, the main tisha, if 9 people are not listening to the brachas, Korav Leos Berchos Levatola.
That means
what the Shliach Tzibur should do if he's reasonably sure that 9 people are not going to listen to Chazorus Hashatz is a problem. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch's lashon is Korav Leos Berchos of Levatala. So you can say, in any event, he just means, like he's just scaring you, but it's not really a Bracha Levatala because Chazal and Mesakim Chazorus Hashatz. So there's nothing you can do. Whether the Shliach Tzibur could be Mechavad that it's a Tfilos Nadova is questionable because he's davening out loud. He's not davening low, it's an eitzah, but it's the shaila is how serious, so to speak, the Shulchan Aruch is when he says Korav Leos Brachos LeBatala. But let's getting back to Sivav, where it talks about one person. One person can't answer, so he's mitzaref anyway. He's mitzaref anyway. So to apply to Sivav the scenario, why don't you just say it's like one person left? So that taka you could say because it's talking about the start. I'm doing it. Who said it's talking about the start? Or you could say this talking about the say, well, the same answer. It's talking about the say kedusha or to say baruch hu or to start Chazorus Hashatz. Okay, maybe we'll wait till we get to Kufchav Dalet to see, like, whether or not you can apply the din of one person leaving to one person not answering. That's like a question. Let's leave that as a question. Whether if one person is not, whether you don't have 10 people answering prayers or shots. That's a question. Maybe in the middle, with different deca than the beginning. That'll be a question. But be that as it may, Sivov is very, the Achronim point out that Sivov is very possibly only talking about, the Chiddush of Sivov is that you can count him as the 10th person to start a new inyan, right? But it wouldn't necessarily help. It wouldn't necessarily help the Chazaras HaShatz. That's the point. That's what the Achronim point out. That the din of Sivov might help for Mitztaref, for Kedusha, and for Baruch Hu. When it's called you have 10, you have a minion. So you can say Kedusha and Baruch Hu. But it might not help you for Chazaras HaShatz, which needs a higher level of, which needs 9 people listening and answering on main, to avoid the kor of Leos Berchos of Atala. Then it might not help if one is sleeping. It's a big nafkamina, because many times you have that one person is still saying Shmona Esrei. They want to start Chazaras HaShatz. So you can't bring a raya from this sif that you could. That's my point. The Achronim say that you can't point to Sif Vov and say that if one person is still davening, you can just count them into a minion. Chazaras HaShatz might need more participation. It's not just a question of having 10 in the room. This sif is talking about, it's called, there's a minion. There's 10 people there. There's a minion. You can say a Dovah Sheva Kedusha. That's what Sif Vov says. Mitztaref Imayim. You have a minion. He's Mitztaref. It's called, what does the Mishnah Berurah say? It's called Kol Be'asor Shechinta Sharia. The Shita of the Taz, that you don't count the person sleeping, is that he doesn't count in the minion. You don't have a minion. But you don't have a minion. Sivov might not tell you that you can start a Chazaras HaShatz. That's the Achronim's point. Sivov might not tell you that you can start Chazaras HaShatz. Chazaras HaShatz might need a higher level of participation. Not just a question of there's a minion in the room, but you might need 9 people in addition to the chazan listening and answering on name, which you don't have. So you can't point to Sivov and automatically say that you can start Chazaras HaShatz if you have exactly 10 and one person still dominating Shmona Esrei. You can't point to Sivov to say that you can start Chazaras HaShatz. All Sivov says is that you have a minion and you can say a Dovah Sheva Kedusha. A higher level of participation that Chazaras HaShatz might require, as per Simen Kuf Chav Dalet Siv Dalet, where it says 9 people have to be listening and answering Amen, in order that it shouldn't be whatever Koro Leos Berchosov Vatola means. But it's not talking about having a minion. It's not talking about you don't have a minion, so you can't say Chazaras HaShatz. It's talking about the whole structure of saying the brachas. If 10 people are not participating and listening, or 9 people with the chazan, so it's like a korav lios b'chasul of atola. That is not taken care of by the din that we're learning here in Sivov, that it's called you have a minion. That's the point of the Achronim. Sivov just says you have a minion. In Kufchav Dalad, you also have a minion. You have 10 live people walking around. But if they don't answer Amen, Karav Leos Bechazul Levatola. So that Sivov can't help you with. Okay, that's the point that I'm trying to make.
So what do you do when the person in the meeting wants to go, Rav? They want to push it, they want you to daven anyway. They push you to daven without waiting for the 10. They see 7, they want you to
call up. To start Chazar Zashat, yeah. You shouldn't start. Certainly, Lechatchila, you're within your rights to refuse to start. Until there's at least 9 people that are, that you hope are listening and answering on main. Siv Zion. It's not all cherries and cream to daven for the omelet, you know, you're taking a risk also. Siv Zion. Kishayachot Mispala Levado. So that was the din of Sivov. Whether or not you can count one person, but we learned only one person, not 2. And the Taz says not if you're sleeping. And the Mishnah Berurah is concerned for the Taz. He says you have to be chayshish for the Taz. You should wake him up. If you can't wake him up, he doesn't like the idea of going against the Taz. Maybe Bishas Adchak, you can count them in. That's what the Bir Halacha said. That was Sivov. So Zion says, Keshechad mispalel levado, you have this one person davening. I think he's talking about the scenario of Sivot. And you have one person davening, so you could go ahead, you know, let's say you're davening mincha. I don't know, I don't want to take a case of Chazor HaShat, because that complicates matters. So yeah, you're davening Ma'ariv, and you had 10 people. And that is one person still saying Shmona Esrei. So Zivov taught us you can go ahead and say Kaddish, because you have a minion. So go ahead and say Kaddish. So Siv Zion teaches us, Kishechad Mispala Levado, Nochon Shehacher Miamtinu Milo Mek Kaddish. What? Yes. You could, Sivov says you can go ahead and say Kaddish. Certainly if you have a minion without him, you can go ahead and say Kaddish. Siv Zion is teaching you, Siv Zion is telling you to Nochon, it's good to wait. Why mess the guy up? Wait for him. If he's not being overly meirich in Eretz Yisrael, I was like shocked when I moved here. From what I see, there's like almost a sacrosanct minig, at least in Yerushalayim, by the Kaisel, everywhere I go. They start, as soon as there's 10 people, they go. It's not correct. It's not a correct thing. Unless you say it's maybe there's like an unspoken acceptance of that minhag because they don't know who to wait for and who should you wait for, and there's no set time that you should wait. So it's made up like that. They just, whenever there's tenets, go. But it's not really fair. It's not fair. Kishechad mispalel levado. So certainly if two are still davening, right? Or three or four or five. Nachon, it's correct. You should wait. What's your rush? So the best thing is to have a time. The minyan should have a time. And then it's like a takonas hatzibur. So this tzibur waits this amount of time. And even if there's 10 people, they'll wait some more. You know, they'll wait. And then people who are being mairich after that will be called as being mairich yosemidai. And that you're not mechuyif to wait for. Mairich yosemidai. So that's really... That's why it's good to have a time.
Without a time, it wouldn't be like Kirchad Tzibura or Bittul Zman for all the people who are ready to daven?
No, that's the point.
Right, that's what I'm asking. So what about that? Is that an issue?
That's what it's saying. But what about all these people who are davening and they're missing out on Kaddish? So you're being mafsid then. Mm-hmm. So how do you strike the balance?
Someone said you can't learn while you wait.
So where do you draw the line? So it says some. It says later on, you don't wait for someone who's Mayrech Yosemidai. So how do you judge who's Mayrech Yosemidai? So if there's a Rav and this, and so you say, okay, we're going to wait for him. And that'll be the dividing line. And if someone is davening longer than him, so that's called Mayrech Yosemidai. But if there's not, if you don't have that, so in Eretz Yisrael, they go, I think, from what I've seen, they go with 10. But that's not really right. And that's what the Sif says, really. Nachon, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Vafidom yesh minyan belado. It's not just if you're relying on the din of Sivov, and it's saying, you know, what do you have to rely on Sivov for? You might as well wait for the guy. That's not the Pshat in Siv Zion. It's not saying to wait for him so that you should really have a minyan. That's not what it's saying. It's saying you should wait for him so that he should be able to answer yesh merabu also. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, and it says in Shar HaTzion Poshet, because that's given the rationale of the Mechaber and Siv Zion, it applies if you have a minion without the guy davening also. Actually, Yigmor until he's finished, Vodin B'Yoshen. Tzarech L'Hakitzai. If a guy fell asleep, you should wake him up. He should answer Yesh Mirabah. You assume he wants to be woken up, I guess. Dim Lo Yrotz Alamor in Tzarech L'Hamtin. If he's the 10th, you don't have to wait, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Shita, not the Taz. That's the Taz. So in Sifkotan Lamed Vav, the Mishnah Berurah is back to talking about exactly 10. The guy davening or sleeping is the 10th. That's why he goes back to talking about the Machlekes of Honorach and Taz. Kadesha Yizke, the Dafkam Yeshur Shahus Biyom Lehispalel. You know, it's not getting late. If the Shkiach face, you can't wait for him. So where do you draw the line? That's the question. It is.
It seems to me this is a case where one person jumped ahead. Technically, you can start everything without him.
What do you mean jumped ahead?
He started nothing by himself. That was the case in Sinhar.
No. What's the difference whether it is or not? I don't see your point. The din of Siv Zion is. The din of Siv Zion says whether or not it's a continuation of Siv Vav. Or as the Mishnah Berurah says, if you have a minyan without a guy, and there's one guy left davening, you shouldn't jump to. That's the first Mishnah Berurah. Vafilum yesh minyan balado. Even if there's a minyan without him. If there's one guy left davening, don't jump. Give him a chance to answer Kaddish also. Don't ignore this guy that's davening. Let him answer Yesh Merabba too. So that's what I'm saying. That's a funny din. Where do you draw the line? So the minute of Kal Yisrael is to wait for the Rav. If there's a Rav. But there's no Rav. Anytime you have a minion by the Kaisel, where do you draw the line? So in Eretz Yisrael, they don't draw a line. They just go with 10. It sounds from here not like that. So that's what's not. It's not. I don't think it's right. I daven mincha every day, in by my house in Be'er Shmuel. It's like 40 people davening mincha. You know, 1:15 is a mincha. Like 40, 50 people davening. As soon as there's 10, boom, he starts chazaras hashatz. He's mafsid 30 people. I'm not hearing kedusha. I'm not being able to answer kedusha by mincha. Okay, it's not nagia kaddish. It's nagia kedusha. He's mafsid all the people. And that's a common custom here. That's like meaning I'm welcome. I don't know. That's what I. When I first realized that after a year here, it struck me as a little funny. It could be they do it to avoid machlokes. Because everyone that's davening there by my house holds he's a Rosh Hashiva, I'm sure. So who are they going to wait for? So they made a takana, 10 people you go. Probably that's the pshat. They're not in a rush with the davening. I don't think that, you know. Slow daveners, so maybe it's like a takona to avoid machlokes. So they said, okay, we're going to go with 10. I feel bad for the chazan though, because he's running a big risk if there's exactly 10. He's running the risk of korv liyos brachos levatol if one person doesn't listen. They don't leave him room for maneuvering. But they tell him to start as soon as there's 10. If you ever drive in New York City, if you don't go and the light turns green, that's what it's like there. Go to my yeshua, yeah. Very firm people, very wonderful people. If the shots doesn't start, as soon as there's 10 people, no. It's like New York with the light turning green. That's exactly what it sounds like. Okay, Sifches. Chere shamadaber ben shemeo o shemeo ben hamadaber. Hein kepikchin o mitstarfim. They're actually not answering Amen, but that's okay. If they're, the question is the one that doesn't hear is a problem. Again, he's mitzarif to a minion. He's called a bar chiyuva. He's not a shaita. He's mitzarif to a minion. But it's not poshut for chazaras hashatz. Again, you have the problem of Korav Lios Perchosel of Atola. Chazaras HaShatz perhaps needs more than a minion. It might need, as it says in Kuf Chav Dalet, 9 people listening and answering Amen, or else Korav Lios Perchosel of Atola. But we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah mentioned that here. But the Mechaber says you have a minion. If you have someone that doesn't hear or someone that doesn't talk, he's a Pikeach, he's a Bardas. He's mitzarev to the minion. That's all over Shas. A cheresh, the deaf mute, is like a shaita, a katan, and he can't be mitzarev to a minion. See, so you have a famous nowadays when they go to school and they learn how to communicate, and they even learn how to talk. I think, I don't know, if they learn how to talk, they can talk, I guess. I don't know, they learn how to communicate. They function well, so there are many achrenim that understand the deaf mute having a din of a shaita cotton as indeed a likui in Das, and they suggest that it might be different nowadays with their schools for them, and, you know, and then with Pateach, they function totally well. It's probably a misreading of, you know, Chayre Shaita Makot. You know, he doesn't have to be like a Shaita, or else it would be Shaita, it wouldn't be Chayre. Chayvish is a category in itself. But that's an issue that's dealt with. It's a famous issue. Dashu Bei Rabbi. It's a famous issue nowadays, how to treat a deaf mute that learned how to function. Chayvish HaMedaber. There's books written on it. It's foreign articles. It's all. Lamed Ches, Mishnah Berurah. Bedaz Hataz, Lekama Mesim, and Kuf Chav Dalos of Cotton Bays. Shame it start from the minion. He's talking about Chazaras Hashatz. So it's not really a question of being mitzarif to a minion, but you can't use them for Chazaras Hashatz. As we said, that necessitates a higher level than just having a minion in the room. Vishena Shemea, so the Taz doesn't like counting to Chazaras Hashatz, someone who can't hear. Alpha Gav Shulam Medaber, Shalom Yeda Lanus Omin Ala Brocha Shemavorech Hashliach Tzibur. Ochin Harba Maskimen and Psaka Shulchan Aruch Vesoivrin, Shane Zem Akev Linyan Siruf. It's not so clear if they're actually arguing, if they're going on Chazaras Hashatz. It's still, it's a Siruf, there's a minion. Now, certainly, if Imu Machavin Abrochos of Sharoa Sheonen, One Mohem, Dumir Danofus Asudan of Ezaknezesh Alexandria, the famous thing that you can answer Amen if you're aware of what bracha the Mvorech is making. You don't have to actually hear the bracha. The famous story about the large shul when it wasn't possible to hear the Shliach Tzibur, and they would wave like the flag, they would wave when he finished the bracha, and you would be following in the siddur, so you knew which bracha he's making. So that's good enough. So if that's what he's able to do, this Medaber Veinu Shomea, if he's aware of the bracha and he's answering Amen, Shemavin B'Shosh Masayim Shliach Tzibur Sefer Bracha Veinu Amen, Mitzdarif L'Chuli Alma, then for sure you could use him, apparently, even the Chazaras Hashatz. No, this thing doesn't have to hear and listen. Answer Amen. He's aware of what bracha, and he's answering Amen. The truth is, it works the other way also. If nine people listen to Chazaras Hashatz and don't answer Amen, but they're listening, they just don't answer Amen, it's probably also not Korov Lios Berchos of Lubatola. Probably.
Yeah. He sees the other people answering. He doesn't actually have to know the
And he's following in the siddur. No, you have to know the specific bracha. If you don't know the specific bracha, you're not going to answer Amen. That's called Amen Yisoma, according to some shittas. And you don't answer Amen if you don't know what bracha. If you're not really listening to Chazar, not you, if one is not really listening to Chazaras Hashatz, and you're a bad boy, one is a bad boy, and you're not really listening, and you think you're getting by, because you're saying Amen. Whenever let's say a person's learning a Sefer, that's how he's been brought up. That's okay to do. And he just says Amen when he hears everybody else say Amen. But he doesn't really chap what bracha they're saying. That's bad. You're not supposed to, that's bad. It's bad enough if he would know, and he doesn't listen, and he answers Amen. It's more important, it's much better to, it's much more oiskahal, much more, to listen and not answer Amen, because you're lazy, achleis, than to answer Amen and not listen because you're learning. Even if you know what bracha they're saying. But if you don't know what bracha they're saying, and you're just on automatic pilot, and you're just going to say Amen when everybody says Amen, that's a Siri Yishayla, even if you're, that might be a very dangerous thing to do. That might be probably, according to many shittas, it's an Amen Yisoma, and has bad consequences. You're not supposed to answer Amen Yisoma. And according to many shittas, Amen Yisoma means that you're answering Amen without being aware of what bracha has been said. Okay. Right.